Cameron Crockett's got this nice horse going around the first today. Nick Tock, he's got Anthony Cavallo riding Crim Freeman. Anthony's going to try and knock him off in the first. He was cursing him. He joins me now. Morning, Cameron. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'll mention Anthony Cavallo's on Crim for you, the first starter. What can you tell us about that in the third there?
Oh, mate, she's probably going to need this, I think.
Yeah.
She's this is only her first real prep. We broke her in and turned her out at the end of last year, and she didn't really do a lot last time. We got held up a lot with the wet weather.
Yep.
And Nick Kennedy, who owns them, he gives them a bit of time. So they come in and they're older horses, but they do take a couple of preparations usually. They're always really good physically because they've been given plenty of time, but I find they tend to take a few races to really sort of switch on. So she'll probably go round today, and I'd say she'll go to the paddock after that and come back and improve from it next time. I wouldn't expect a great deal from her today, but she should run okay.
All right, well, I was joking with Anthony because he's cursing you. You're going to run in the first there with Nick Tock. He's on Bergdorf and thought he had a chance, but he said you've got Greg Ryan on. He's a pretty smart horse, this bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he goes good. He's got a bit against him today. He's got 60.5 kilos and he's dropping back to 900. The main reason for dropping back to 900 is because I gave him a few weeks to get over that run on heavy track first up.
Yep.
In hindsight, might not have been the best thing. We maybe should have waited for the highway 2 weeks ago, but it's done now, so all we do is just pick up the pieces and move on a little bit. Sort of mark that, put him in this race, basically looking at it like a barrier trial. I'm not saying he's going to go and win it like it's a barrier trial, because horses don't always win barrier trials anyway, but it's more to get him a good pipe opener. Hopefully he can win it, pick up a little bit of prize money and move forward, but to me it's not the end of the world if he doesn't win it, because he's still eligible then for highways. If he wins it today, he won't be. It'll be a class 4 horse, so highways will be out of the question. He'd probably have to look at a midweek race in town then as his benchmark creeps up. So either way, I'm going to be happy so long as he's running a good race and having a good blowout.
It's awkward sometimes, isn't it, Cam? You're sort of between a rock and a hard place. Like you saw that 1,000-metre highway at Randwick there. It was a heavy 10. You think, well, it's 1,000, could suit him. You're sort of obliged to run in some ways, aren't you?
Oh, you are, yeah, I know. The trouble with horses is they're very fickle things, and if you twist people's arms to not run their horses and then something goes amiss between now and then, or the next week you nominate again for another race and you've got a heavy 10 to deal with again, well, you don't know what the future holds. Like the rain that was coming, I could have scratched off that heavy 10 first up over 1,000 and then been looking at running on a heavy 10 over 1,200 2 weeks later, so what do? You can't beat the weather. You've sort of got to roll with the punches sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, good luck with him today. He's buying a Coney. I remember once talking to David Hayes and said, what's the quickest horse you've ever trained? And he said over 600 Nakoni was.
Yeah, well, this fella's probably one of the quicker horses I've had over the short trips too. Yeah. Like I say today, though, he's coming back in ground and he's got the 60.5 kilos, but his class should hopefully prevail.
Well, good luck with him. He's an exciting horse and it's nice when you get one of those in the camp, isn't it?
It's very good, mate, yeah. I wish I had a few more. I might have a few more, but he looks to be fairly smart.
All right, well, good luck today, Cameron. Hope all goes well for you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Cameron Crockett there with Nick Tock in the first today at Wellington.